This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush continues to confront questions about some of the intelligence used to justify the war in Iraq. In his State of the Union address, the president said that Iraq had tried to buy uranium in Africa for use in nuclear weapons. His assertion was based on British intelligence, now considered questionable. The White House said last week the claim should not have been in the speech. NPR's David Wellnub reports.
Far from repudiating intelligence that his own White House says was faulty, President Bush yesterday defended having cited the British report on Iraq's alleged nuclear program. He did so even after White House spokesman Ari Fleischer earlier in the day admitted the U.S. did not know where the British got that intelligence. According to the president, when he gave that speech to the nation in January, the line about African uranium, in his words, was relevant.
I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence. And the speeches I have given were backed by good intelligence.
CIA Director George Tenet, for his part, issued a statement late last week indicating the CIA had been aware that intelligence was faulty before the speech and should have blocked it. Republicans yesterday, including Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, continued to hold Tenet, who was a Clinton appointee, responsible for the 16-word sentence in the speech.
And he has now acknowledged the CIA's error in interpreting data related to the President's State of the Union comment about Iraq. For this, I think he should be commended, and that's why I come to the floor to commend him for his action.
But West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, derided the effort to pin all the blame on Tenet, with whom he says he spoke at length yesterday afternoon.
I don't think it does clear the air. I mean, I think he fell on his sword as he was, I assume, instructed.
And Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed, who's on the Senate Armed Services Committee, says the questioning of intelligence cited to make the case for invading Iraq is bound to continue.
The problem is it's not just this one phrase. There were many other suggestions, the link between al-Qaeda, the Secretary Rumsfeld described as bulletproof.
But for Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle, such criticism amounts to what this strong supporter of the president calls beating a dead horse.
It seems to me to be, in a sense, much ado about nothing, given the fact that the president has acknowledged it shouldn't be in there and the CIA director has taken responsibility for it. I really don't see what's, except for politics, what's to be gained by flagellating the issue even more.
But another Republican, Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel, warned that what's really at stake is the credibility of the president and the presidency.
I think it's easy for people to minimize those 16 words, saying, well, a big flap over nothing, it's not that important. But it is important. It's important for the president and the administration to get this cleared up, because there's a cloud hanging over this administration on this issue. It may well be cleared up quickly, and I hope it is. But we have to ask some pretty tough questions, not just the CIA director. Everybody had their arms around this intelligence, and still does, from the vice president on down.
Some of those questions will likely be posed tomorrow when Tenet is to appear before a closed session of the Senate Intelligence Committee. David Wellnub, NPR News.